Welcome to the Fall Folk Festival Live KPBX broadcast. We're so glad to be here. And for those of you listening to us on the radio, I am Carlos Alden. I'm here with Vern Windham and Milad Abide, and we are going to be featuring some performers that are going to be here at the Fall Folk Festival as a teaser. So we hope you're going to listen to this and come on down.
Yeah, we have a lot of folks coming along. We'll let you know in a minute who they are, but we also need to let you know how we get the energy to do this, and that's mostly those great KPBX volunteers and certainly these fabulous performers that all clamor to be on this broadcast, which really gets things going for the entire Fall Folk Festival here at Spokane Community College at Mission and Green. And yes, we have underwriters, and we'd like to thank them. They are Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the Inland Northwest Destination Resort, featuring live entertainment, La Rive Spa, Epic Sports Restaurant, and Vegas-style gaming. More info at northernquest.com. Also, Numerica Credit Union, offering business services, financing, and strategic guidance designed to help business grow. Learn more at numericacu.com. Life moves, live well. And Spokane Folklore Society, presenting a contra dance with live music and instruction each Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Spokane Women's Club. Information at spokanefolklore.org. And also support comes from the Cleaning Authority, providing eco-friendly weekly and bi-weekly house cleaning services, locally owned and operated by Mark and Susan Silver. Details at spokane.thecleaningauthority.com. Carlos, let's have an overview of who we get to enjoy for the next 2 hours.
Let's have an overview indeed. We're going to start off the show with Brad Keeler and Jackie McIntyre Fox, and Fancy That, doing some great Americana. We're going to hear from Paul Ely Smith playing gourd banjo, and we might get another banjo snuck in there with him. You never know. And we're going to hear from Corey Aileen, a singer-songwriter. And then in the middle of the show, we've got some fun and hijinks to honor Dan Marr, because he's been doing broadcasts for 35 years. Yep, and after we thoroughly roast Dan, I told him it wasn't going to be a roast, but you never know, then we're going to have a few more people, then have Dan come back. So after Dan, in the middle of the show, we're going to have Ernie Verdugo playing flamenco guitar. We love it here at the Fall Folk Festival to feature all kinds of different music, and we're really lucky to have him. And then our own Milad Abide right here, our guitar guy, is going to be playing a little piece for us there. Then we're going to hear from Whimsic, Celtic and some Scandinavian music all the way from Rathdrum. How about that? And then at about 20 minutes till the end of the show, Dan Marr is going to come out and do what Dan does best. He's going to whip everybody up into a wild frenzy, and we hope you guys will respond in kind. That's right. Okay, but before we do all that, I'm reminded that it is Veterans Day. So I'd like any veterans in the audience, raise your hand, stand up, let me know who you are. Thank you very much.
And
we've got some poems for you.
But before we get into the poems, let's remember the exact moment, because this is the exact moment, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 99 years ago. So we know that even a year from now, it will have an even deeper significance. But that wonderful numerology, which puts a perspective on everything and gets everything going.
So we've got a poem from World War I, a poem from World War II, and a poem from the Afghanistan conflict.
Flanders Fields, John McCrae, 1918. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard, amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
My Father on His Shield by Walt MacDonald. Shiny as wax, the cracked veneer scotch taped and brittle. I can't bring my father back. Legs crossed, he sits there brash with a private stripe, a world away from the war they would ship him to within days. Cannons flank his face and banners above him like the flag my mother kept on the mantle folded tight. White stars, sharp-pointed on a field of blue. I remember his fists, the iron he pounded, 5-pound hammer ringing steel, the frame he made for a sled that winter, before the war. I remember the rope in his fist around my chest, his other fist shoving the snow, and downhill we dived. His boots by my boots on the tongue, pines wishing by, ice in my eyes blinking.
Before the Deployment by Jean Dubreau, 2010. He kisses me before he goes, while I, still dozing, half asleep, laugh and rub my face against the suede surface of the sheets, thinking it's him I touch, his skin beneath my hands, my body curving in to meet his body there. I never hear him leave, but I believe he shuts the bedroom door, as though unsure if he should change his mind, pull off his boots, crawl beneath the blankets left behind, his hand a heat against my breast, our heart rate slowing into rest. Perhaps all goodbyes should whisper like a piece of silk, and then the quick surprise of waking alone, except for the citrus ghost of his cologne.
Three poems for Armistice Day. Also, November 11th is the birthday for Washington State. Washington State turns 128 years old today, and so that's one more thing to be celebrating. And yes, we are here at the Fall Folk Festival at the corner of, or near the corner of Mission and Green at Spokane Community College. We invite everybody in Radio Land to use this as a beacon to just follow right to follow right in here so that we can make this happen. You come and be drawn in here. If you can't get to the Fall Folk Festival, then just in solidarity with it, enjoy the great music that we're going to have during this 2 hours. Beyond that, know that the festival goes until 10 o'clock tonight, then goes from 11 to 5 tomorrow. They have everything you could possibly need here. They have all kinds of vendors. They have people out in the hall having a fine time. It's a great event, and so we invite you, radio listener, you be right here at the Fall Folk Festival. If you can't do it physically, then certainly we invite you in spirit.
Yeah, how'd you like that, Vern, when you said beacon? We got that, like, ray coming down from the UFO. That sound, that was great. That's right.
There you go. Okay.
Well, our first performer for today at the broadcast is Fancy That, with an exclamation mark. Fancy That! Brad Keeler and Jackie McIntyre Fox are an acoustic duo performing original, traditional, and cover songs. Their performances glow with a feeling of home as they explore multiple musical genres rooted in tradition and inspiration. Brad is an award-winning multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, songwriter, composer, and interpreter of vintage music. Jackie's songs provide vivid imagery, and she performs with great passion. You will experience their influences with a great set of listening pleasure. Big hand for Fancy That.
Thank you. So our first song is Little Birdie. It comes from the Appalachian tradition. There's a version of it that was recorded by the Stanley Brothers, and this one was kind of inspired by the Laurie Lewis and Kathy Kalik tribute album.
Yeah, I saw them out at Blue Waters a couple years ago and heard that song, and they thought, I got to check out that album, and so we're going to do a shorter version of it, and here we go.
The condensed version.
Where the sun don't ever shine, than for you to be another man's darling, and to know that you'd never be mine. Little birdie, what makes your head so red? After all that I've been through, it's a wonder I ain't dead.
Why don't you settle down? Your heart's like the little birdies. You're flying all around.
Little birdie, come and sing to me your song. Got a short time to stay here and a long time to be gone. From old Dixie in my old Kentucky home. Got no father or mother, no place to call my home. Little birdie, won't you sing to me your song? You've caused me lots of trouble. You've caused me to do wrong. Oh, yes, you caused me to do wrong.
So the next one is by one of Jackie's favorite country singers, Patsy Cline. Jackie has a couple of favorites, Dolly Parton.
Yes, I grew up listening to old hillbilly and old country music standards, and this is one, of course, that we love by
Willie Nelson and Patsy Cline.
Right, yeah, Willie Nelson wrote this song.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I am crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you loved me as long as you wanted, and then someday you leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering, what in the world did I do? Thinking that my love could hold you. I am crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. I am crazy for trying, yes, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Is, of course, it's from Bill Monroe. But I had recently been given a compilation album by the Stanley Brothers, a bunch of recordings from the 50s and early 60s, and they had this song done on there, and their arrangement was kind of interesting, so we kind of put this together based on that Stanley Brothers.
And so this is the Fancy That version of that.
Yeah. Fancy that.
Blue moon, keep on shining on me.
I said blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and proved on true. I said blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
It was on a moonlit night, the stars shining bright.
Whispered from on high, your love had said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and proved on true. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
It was on a moonlit night, the stars were shining bright.
Whispered from on high, your love had said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon, keep on shining on me. Thank you.
We're going to do a bluegrass traditional gospel tune for you.
In the old days, a lot of the first generation of bluegrass and early country music learned to sing in church, and this is a gospel number, Wayfaring Stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe.
But there's no sickness, toll, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only gone,
only going
over Jordan.
Oh, over Jordan.
I'm only gone over home.
I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know the way is rough and steep,
and beautiful fields lie there just before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there. We got another
Thank
one.
You.
This is one that we've been working on lately, and it's kind of come out like this. It's another Stanley Brothers.
We're gonna do it with our band at Jackie Fox and the Hounds later today
at
too. 5:30 on the Bistro stage. Come on down.
It's called "Say Won't You Be Mine." Ah, okay. Capos, tricky thing. Can't you hear the night birds calling?
Can't you hear that lonesome dove
saying, won't you come back, darling, to the only one you love? Meet me there out on the mountain,
underneath the lonesome pine.
There we vow to love each other. Darling, say, won't you be mine? Pretty mountain laurel blooming,
and the wildwood flowers grow,
where we vow to love each other in our childhood long ago. There I left my little darling birds call.
Can't you hear, that lonesome dove
saying, won't you come back, darling, to the only one you love? Meet me there out on the mountain.
Underneath the lonesome pine.
There we vow to love each other. Darling, say, won't you be mine? Darling, say, won't you be mine?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Fancy that. Brad Keeler and Jackie McIntyre Fox. Yeah. And where are they going to be, Vern, playing
today?
Yeah,
boy, they're busy folks. Jackie Fox and the Hounds, that's the name, that's the tune they were just alluding to in the band. They'll be at 5:30 in the Bistro. But then Brad, he's a busy man. He'll not only be performing with her then, but at 2:30 today, also in the Bistro, will be the Brad Keeler Trio. And then he's back with yet a different band tomorrow. So busy folks here at the Fall Folk Festival.
You know, he's kind of a one-man Fall Folk Festival all his own. He really is. Yeah.
You know, and speaking of kind of people who do things off and on throughout the next hour and a half, we're going to be talking about six people who do things on KPBX. Michael Pettore, John Johnson, Kevin Brown, Caredwin Irving Spatz, Dan Marr, and Zanig Zigian over about 28 hours between Saturday night at 7 and Sunday night at 11. They bring 9 hours of the kind of world of music that we're used to here at the Fall Folk Festival. You know, folk is just a convenient label, meaning the folks, meaning music of people all over the world, of different cultures, times and places, sensibilities, and so many things. The diversity that you will find here at the Fall Folk Festival that we're really pleased that we're able to bring you every weekend on Spokane Public Radio.
And speaking about diversity, not only is there diversity in music here at the Fall Folk Festival, there's dance, there's participatory stuff, there's crafts, there's food, there's kid stuff. This is a wonderful place to come down with a family. If you're looking for something to do on a fall weekend with your family, please come down. There's all kinds of great stuff. There's going to be belly dancing. There's going to be this and that and all kinds of stuff. Man, it's just going to be a lot of fun. You guys out there in the audience, are you going to go to any of this stuff?
Yeah.
You know what the score is, yeah.
Plus, just all the music that happens out in the hallway till 10 o'clock tonight and from 11 to 5 tomorrow.